All right, okay, yes, sir, we are back again. Sorry for the wait. It's just been a long time with a lot of stuff going on. For those that are new, welcome to the JDT Podcast. And those that have been rocking with me, I appreciate it. We're back. It's up. We're going up. For those who don't know, I am getting deployed again. So, hey, it's back to it, but no excuses. I do apologize for taking oh so long to giving y'all some work, giving y'all some content, some things for us to work on together. I've even been, you know, lacking on, you know, coming and back to those who have been reaching out via social media and everything just due to some personal circumstances. But I promise you this, no more excuses, no more letting down. We are back. It's up. Man, it's been so many things that I've been working on here over the past month, I want to say, just about since the last episode. But hey, we are back. It's never going to be another drought like this again. You got my word for that one. Regardless, even if something dire just happened and I'm in the hospital or whatever, guess what? We're going to bring it to the hospital with it. Because at the end of the day, we're never going to be down bad. We are always going to be up and on the move and working towards getting to that next level. So with that being said, we are not wasting any more time than I already have in the past. And we are jumping right into it. What I have for you today is going to be off of being destined, determined, and going after all of your desires. I want you to take a moment and I want you to think. You have to ensure that your place is solidified, meaning that you have to know that regardless of where you are or where you're going or where you're trying to go, that somebody's always going to be coming after your position. But to solidify yourself, making yourself the number one person to where your spot is secured and nobody can do that, nobody can come in and take your spot, you must continue to push yourself. Take a moment and ask yourself this question. How bad do you want it? Do you want it so bad that you are willing to devote 1 year to it? Even if I tell you that what you truly want out of that devotion is not guaranteed, that it'll happen the way you want it to. What are you going to do then? Are you going to fully devote and sell out for that year? Are you going to push yourself to just strive for greatness or perfection? Because if you strive for perfection, that's when you will obtain greatness. So back to the original question is, if I tell you or ask you, are you willing to just put everything aside and just for a year, devote the next year of your life to what it is you want? Even if what you truly want is not guaranteed, are you willing to do it? Now, of course, everybody wants to sound good, so I'm pretty sure everybody would say yes to that question and truly start off by trying to devote that year, at least the first 4 or 5 months, towards themselves going up for that year, you know. But then once something happens to where it looks as if they aren't going to get there, then that is when everything slows down. That is when things start to, you know, relax and cool off. I guess you could say the fire will cool off. But what do you do when the things are actually going well? Do you slack up just a little bit? Do you decide to chill down for a minute? Or do you get that feeling as if you don't have to go as hard? Either way, people start to get complacent, and complacency kills. I know being in the military, they love saying that whenever we're in training, oh, you get complacent because, you don't think that an attack will happen, or you get complacent when you've been number one in what you do for so long until that person that's been outworking you in the dark finally comes to light and shows you how complacency kills you. So it's so many ways that complacency can knock you off the top, can knock you down off of the ladder. Because who's to say that, oh, just regardless of how much time you have in the game and or in your field or whatever it is you do or you're trying to do, who's to say that there isn't another person trying to come up and be better than you? You know, that's how I look at every day, whether it's with public speaking, in the gym, schoolwork, life in general. Somebody else is coming to try to take that spot. And we're all replaceable. That's the thing about it. That's how you have to understand it. You can be replaceable, or you can be replaced, I'll say. But we all get so egotistically caught up and feeling like just because you have so many accolades or accomplishments that now the world owes you something. No, keep that hunger. Keep that hunger that you had when you first started. I guarantee you, you'll start to unlock and unleash an entirely new beast that when people see you, they see that fire in your eyes and it starts to just make them want more. You know, that's going to make them hate you more. That's going to make them even want to go even harder themselves. So now that they see that fire, and we can say the word rage for this, or that compassion in that moment, to where they want what you have or what they even may think you have. They want to get on that level because they see that monster in you and they see your dedication. They see all of the hard work that you have, and they are going so hard to try to catch up to you, but they won't get there because of the simple fact that they aren't you. It's so easy to just lay in bed. It's so easy to say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. It's so easy to say, man, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm hurting. I'm sore. I have a headache. I'm down. It is so easy to say all of that. But the hard thing to do is to keep going when you're tired, when you want to lay in bed all day, when you have a headache, when you're feeling down. That is when you show yourself what you are made out of. That's when you prove to yourself that you're capable of doing more than you think you are. You're capable of completing the task. You're capable of graduating. Just because nobody else hasn't graduated in your family, that's their fault. They gave up. Now it's your turn. You're the trendsetter. You're the trailblazer now. Get it done. It's okay to quit your job because you don't like it. Become an entrepreneur. Who gives a damn about the discouraging words that your friends or your family or your peers may have for you? Oh, I'm making $120,000. I literally had somebody give me this conversation. I'm making $120,000 at 22 years old, but I hate my job. I'm only doing it because my parents wanted me to do it. And as my first job right out of college, I mean, I make good money, so I get the women, but I don't like it. I want to open up my business in this field. And I asked that kid, well, why aren't you doing it? I say he's a kid, but he's a man. I'm 26 myself, but I have that age difference over him by a few years. So I asked him, I said, why don't you do it? And his simple statement was that he was scared. And he, when I asked him to elaborate of his fears, he talked about he was afraid of his parents, how they would react. That was the first thing he said. He was afraid of letting others down, letting them down and being a failure. Number one, why are you afraid of your parents and it's your life? I get that out of respect because my mom and my grandparents and aunts and uncles, they all, hey, I'm scared of them too. But it's your life. You can't be afraid of not doing. You should be more afraid of doing something you don't like because you'll never live your life to the full potential. It doesn't matter if you're 22 or 42 or 62, whatever your age is. If you're not enjoying what you do, change that shit. Get up and do something that makes you happy. A lot of people are so easy to lay in bed and be late to work or call out saying that they're sick just because they don't enjoy what they do. So they don't have the passion. They don't have the desire. They don't have the feeling of wanting to get up and go in and do what they want to do or do what's giving them their money for the moment because they're not enjoying it. Hell, I've been in that moment where I did not want to get up and go to work because I did not enjoy it. I felt like I should be doing more. I felt like that my life was too valuable to be wasting at some corporation or, hell, even for the military. Even for this. I feel like I have more to do. I know I have more to do. I'm working on that right now. So what we have to realize is that you, number one, have to realize to stop living for others. Don't be afraid of others when you're not living your life for yourself in the first place. Number two, you have to remember that at the end of the day, you have to satisfy yourself first before you can ever try to satisfy anybody else. I had a friend talking to me about not wanting to be afraid, so he always ensures that he has a female friend, whether that's a girlfriend or just a female friend who he shares, let's say, romantic situations with, you know, because he's not comfortable being by himself. Well, if you're not comfortable being by yourself, how can you expect another person to bring you comfort that you can't bring to your own self? You're going to always be searching for things that aren't there in that other person because it's supposed to be in you. Now, I'm no relationship guru. That was just a part of the conversation that we had, which, you know, is something I agree with. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people could agree with that. You will never find what you're missing in yourself in someone else due to the fact that you're supposed to be able to love yourself before you're able to love somebody else. That's why so many people can't take time to sit by themselves. That's why for single people who have to get quarantined, it's so hard on their minds and stuff because they don't know how to enjoy their own company. That's my favorite time. I love having peace and quiet to myself because I can read, I can talk to myself, I can enjoy my own thoughts without having to hear about somebody else's problems when I'm still trying to sit here and figure out my own. Quit adding unnecessary stress to yourself. But the main topic in the conversation was from the conversation that I had with this other man. And he was saying the third thing that he was afraid of quitting his job was because of him disappointing himself and losing what he had right now. So when he said that, I completely felt it. I felt and I understood what he was saying. It touched me when he said it because I hate putting myself in situations to where I disappoint myself when I know I could have run a mile or 2 miles or 3 miles in a faster time, but I didn't do it. I could have lifted a heavier amount of weight, but I didn't do it. I could have scored a higher grade, but I didn't do it. I didn't put in the time to study, so it caused me to fail this test. And I knew I should have been studying instead of just sitting around watching TV or just on my phone on social media. But that's the old me. You know, a lot of people get so caught up when old friends and stuff pop up into their lives and you know, they're like, oh man, you remember when we used to do this, we used to do that. All of those crazy memories when you were this younger, not as intellectually advanced as you are, person who was doing crazy things just for shits and giggles at the time. But we are no longer that person, and that must be known. You have to state that. But, you know, I told him the only way that you can let yourself down first is by stopping or by settling where you are now. That was the first thing. And the second thing was that if you don't go on after this opportunity, you're quitting on yourself. Another form of letting yourself down. And when I told him to never quit on himself, I saw this look in his eyes. And when I saw that look in his eyes, now this conversation has been over a month ago now. When I saw that look in his eyes, I understood like that something clicked. It was as if the person that I started the conversation with transformed right there into that go-getter, that headhunter, that person that was not going to be denied. And he knew that whatever it was that he wanted, that he was going to go and get it regardless. So he had to make it happen. He knew that he had to get there and that he had no choice but to make it happen. A lot of us are just here settling in our devastation and our traumas and our downfalls and our pitfalls, or whatever you may call it, because we're trying to make it something bigger than what it is, because you feel like somebody's going to have pity for you if you go and tell a sad story. The best story is going to be your triumph, not your tragedy. Now, it's a lot of sad stories that sell and make money, but the best stories are the triumphs, the ones where you knew you were down. The ones where you fell so hard you could not get up at that moment, but you kept pushing. You pushed yourself off of the ground. You dusted yourself off. You stood up and you yelled, "Damn it, this hurts. Damn it, that hurt. And it killed me. I feel the pain in my legs, my back, everywhere." But you never let that stop you. You got over that pain. And you realize how strong you were physically and mentally. You calloused your skin, you calloused your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul, to where when somebody tells you that you need to stay down, you look at them and laugh. Because you know that those words that they're telling you, or those hard times that they're trying to speak over your spirit and your life, aren't nothing compared to that time when you fell and got up. Now, I'm not saying that if you fall and get up, that you're not going to fall again. But you already know that when that time comes, what it feels like to fall. So this time, you brace yourself. So when you brace yourself, the fall doesn't hurt as bad. Yeah, you may still feel it a little bit, but you already are thinking. As you're going down to the ground, you're already thinking as to how I'm going to play off this fall on my way back up. Because this time you already know that you're going to get back up. You know that you're going to keep moving forward. Okay, who cares? You stumbled, you tripped, you fumbled, whatever. Get back up and keep going. We all have and we all will encounter situations that are going to be challenging, that are going to make us feel down, that are going to make us want to just take a pause in life. But those pauses and those encounters and those downfalls, the tripping up, all of that doesn't matter. What matters is, what did you learn and how did you build from that moment? That's what shows you the type of person you are. Many times people can sit there and talk about, "Oh, yeah, I remember I used to have this. I used to travel here. I used to travel there. Or I used to work here." What happened? "Oh, well, I retired." Okay, so again, what happened? Or I came into financial difficulties, or I went through a state of depression. Okay, you said you went through that state. You said you retired. Retirement first. Let me rewind it right quick. Because, okay, retirement means you stop working for somebody else. Or it's your time to relax. Yeah, retirement sounds cool and dandy or whatever. I'd like to retire from the working industry, working from somebody else, I guess, and my own job as well, that my own business. But hey, I'll tell you one thing. It might say retirement check when I start receiving them, but I'm never going to retire. You have to have that mindset. You got to keep working regardless. It might not be something to where you'll see me working, but believe work's going to be getting done because it's too much time. Life is too short. Every day, another day is gone. Every day that comes, that's one less day that you'll get back. So what are you going to do with that? That's the main thing. What are you going to do with the day that you have right now? Quit saying that shit, like talking about, yeah, tomorrow, or yeah, we can get that done next week. No, why not today? We got time today, right? There's nothing but time today. So go ahead and handle it today. You know, it's so outrageous to me because everybody has so many desires, but just as many desires that you have, you just have the same amount of downfalls. So how does that balance out? You can't have the same amount of desires as you do downfalls or pitfalls or trip ups or mistakes or losses. You have to turn those losses into lessons. You have to turn those downfalls and pitfalls into uprisings, upbringings, upcomings. Because at the end of the day, whatever your heart desires depends solely on your actions. There's been numerous times where I've wanted to quit, or I'm pretty sure you've wanted to quit too. Oh, more than once. But I also know the things that you want out of your life, you have more wants than pitfalls, correct? Okay. So why don't you keep going? I guarantee you the time that you're having right now that you're saying is so difficult, if you were to just somehow magically remove that hard time off of you, if everybody dropped their hard times right now onto the ground, if it was just that easy, just check this out. If everybody dropped their hard times or whatever challenges they're facing right now on the ground, everybody just came together and threw all their stuff down on the ground and counted to five and went to pick them back up, yours would be gone. Because it's somebody out there not eating. It's somebody out there with no house. It's somebody out there with no car. It's somebody who wishes they were in your position. And that was their goal. That was their desires. The little things that you're facing right now, they may seem like mountains and hills and just these ginormous trees that you can never climb to the top of. But to somebody else, that was their dream. Just to be able to have a job that pays $12.50, or to be able to have a car that you are looking at as a hoopty, you know. But for somebody else, they may see your car and be like, man, I want that car. Because they're walking or they're taking a bus. And that car would be more than, they would look at that car as if it's their Maybach. They would look at that car as if it's their Bentley, Ferrari, whatever the case it may be. The reason why we don't get these things that we want now is because we don't know how to take care of what we have now. What we have now isn't good enough for us to keep going. So why in the hell would God give you something else when you're not taking care of what you have now? And what you have now isn't your motivation to go get something else. Make that make sense. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it, because I am. I had to learn this message the hard way. I've had this conversation with myself at least 50 times. You got to be more accepting of what you have now before you're ever able to get something better. This what you got now, not even pushing you. You talking about you want a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a McLaren, a Rolls Royce. You talking about you want all of these high class things, but you putting in half ass work. Half ass doesn't equal high class. How does that math work? It doesn't. We got to stop being so incompetent. We have to stop being so, like, just dead. People walk around every day as if life is just, like, it's a given. When you don't even know if you're going to wake up tomorrow when you close your eyes the night before. you're sitting here and you're talking about some, yeah, I can do it tomorrow, as if tomorrow's just granted, when you didn't even do anything with the time you had today. And now what's going to happen if you don't get tomorrow? If your eyes don't open, what happens then? Well, that's just life, man. Everybody going to die eventually. Okay. But what are you going to do in between your birth and your death? That's solely on you. Now, by all means, if you're satisfied with what you have right now, that's cool. But hey, I don't need you around me. Because regardless of if I reach all of my achievements tomorrow, I guarantee you what else is going to be done tomorrow. I'm going to make a new list and start on some more achievements. That's how it has to be every time. I don't care if you're number one right now. Make more records. Set more goals. Keep going. Become that same animal, but be a different beast, meaning to come across your goals, obtain them, but hit the new ones just as hard, but from a different angle. It's time to wake up, man. We got to keep going. We got to keep going. I have to keep going. I have to keep going. I'm sorry. No longer it works. It no longer cuts it out. That's an excuse now. We no longer use that word excuses. We no longer create these situations to get out of a jam because you put yourself in that jam. So get out of bed. Get up. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you're hurting. I don't care if you're going through pain, if you're feeling as if you're down, if whatever the issue may be. If you're not even where you are last year, you may feel like you're in a worse situation. Okay, get back to where you were the year before that and then surpass that next year. Keep going. Fight. Don't quit. Don't forget your desires. You have to be destined and determined. Thank y'all for listening and checking in, man. Peace.